This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're starting at the White House this morning. Karen Travers joining us live. President Trump yesterday announcing 25% tariffs on autos not made in the U.S. Karen, this includes parts too, doesn't it?
It does. And that's an important part of this, no pun intended. The 25% tariff is applied to imported passenger vehicles, cars, SUVs, vans, minivans, cargo vans, and light trucks. But it's also applied to the critical imported auto parts, including engines, powertrain parts, and electrical components. And that's important because Mexico and Canada make up the two top U.S. trading partners for both finished motor part vehicle, finished motor vehicles and the car parts. So there's a lot of trade that goes back and forth across the northern and southern U.S. border with Mexico and Canada as these cars are made. So this is going to impact that. The White House had said, you know, that this is meant to protect the U.S. auto industry, which is vital to national security, and they say has been undermined by excessive imports threatening America's domestic industrial base and supply chains. But the president, you know, saying yesterday that the automobile industry will flourish like it hasn't before, he's really taking a risk here because he's hoping that the tariffs will boost manufacturing in the U.S., bring production here, but it's not an overnight thing. I mean, it could take years for automakers to boost their manufacturing in the United States. And of course, he campaigned on creating U.S. jobs, but also campaigned on lowering prices. And all of the experts we were talking to say yesterday that this could raise prices significantly. The average price of a new car is about $50,000 right now, and they say that could go up by about $8,000.
Wow. Well, we heard from the UAW a few weeks ago coming out in support of these tariffs. You know, aside from that, any early indicators on, you know, major groups, whether they're supporting or are against what the president's doing here?
The UAW yesterday said the tariffs are a major step in the right direction for auto workers and blue-collar communities across the country. And Sean Fain, the president there, said it's now on the automakers to bring back good union jobs to the U.S. No surprise, of course, there's some pushback from trade partners. Canada, of course, not happy this, calling it a direct attack and suggested they could retaliate with tariffs. And the European Commission said that these tariffs are bad for businesses and worse for consumers.
Karen, thank you. Karen Travers, live at the White House this morning.